so many secrets. There's lies, gossip.
Sometimes fights are necessary.
The gloves are off, baby.
You're hurting so bad.
I'm done. I'm out.
Can the group even survive this?
There's a whole story that we literally haven't told anyone.
All right, so that'll be good enough. That's good enough. All right, welcome back, guys, to a very, very fun episode. We are going to be discussing 3, 2, 1.
The secret lives of Mormon wives.
My bad. All right, well, we can't cut that out. We're in too far. Okay.
My bad. I'm sorry.
I'm Joshua Johnson. This is Jared Lascano.
You have to do a compliment. I gave you compliments last time.
I was going
to
get there, and you never let me get there. Guys, should I compliment him now? I don't really want to.
Come on. All right.
This is Jared Lascano, the guy who's always got the drip, who dresses me every single day.
Thank you. Don't tell me that. You're wearing your BYU shirt, bro.
I don't say that. His Barbie. Don't say that. Rate the fit. Okay, anyways, so today we're talking about the secret lives of Mormon wives.
Yes.
It's gripped the nation. My sister texted me today and said, this is my new favorite TV show. She's 1,000 miles away and a different religion. So this thing is just all over the place.
It's actually fairly good.
It is the new Keeping Up with the Kardashians, except less money, more drama, maybe more stupidity.
And more swinging.
And speaking of swinging, our guest today.
Do you want to introduce her? We have a special guest.
Okay.
For today, she is straight from Indiana. Straight from Hoosiers, the Hicks, Kira Hill. Yeah, woo! That's what you're watching. We practiced this, Kira.
Yeah. Okay, all right, Kira, why don't you tell us just a couple things about yourself? This is a job interview. You already give your biggest strength, biggest weakness.
Okay, my name's Kira. Biggest strength, I'm funny. And good communicator. Biggest weakness, compare myself too much.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah, deep.
That's very, very deep.
Can you do a funnier one like that? I'm just joking. That's a good one. Yeah. Okay. How long you been in Utah? Give your, I don't know.
Been in Utah for 5 years.
And what's the verdict?
I love the outdoors.
Okay.
Love.
We have outdoors.
Scenery.
Yes.
But the people... iffy about.
Right.
I'm going to be honest.
Especially the guys.
Especially the men. Yes.
They suck. Yep.
They do.
They do.
I'm so happy I'm a boy. Anyways. Okay, well, you've watched the show,
yes.
Right? I'm assuming.
Yes.
And what are your honest opinions about the show?
I thought I was going to hate it. I really did. Okay. And I was so against watching it at first. And then I watched one episode and I was like, wait, this is actually super entertaining. And I was hooked, and I think I don't like how everyone on TikTok is, saying, oh, this woman's great, and this woman sucks, whatever, because I think they all just kind of suck. They're all very superficial, but, I mean, that's what makes great TV, so, yeah.
Right.
I actually do think there's, a villain in the show.
I do think there is as well, but I still just am they all kind of suck, though.
I mean, for me, I watched the full show. You know, I want to put my credentials out there too, right? I love reality TV show, or shows. I actually really liked Jen.
Yeah, I do really like Jen.
I do think she has some self-esteem issues, but who doesn't, right? Actually, doing the research for the show, I really like Taylor. Even though she was the one swinging, right? But, she was very truthful about it. Mm-hmm. And so, that's part of repentance. Josh, don't be giving
Don't give me repentance, bro.
That's part of repentance.
What is she repentant of?
For swinging.
Oh, my gosh. It's not just the swinging. Did you see the first episode?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where her mom is grilling.
The
best part of the whole show was when her mom was grilling her and being
her mom,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And she's like, I think I'm going to get pregnant. And I'm like, bro, you're insane. You need to just calm down a little bit. I'm sorry. If I offend you, Jen or Taylor.
Taylor.
I'm so sorry.
I think
Ten and Jailer. Both of you guys, Jailer and Ten. I don't like either one of them. But that's the thing. Okay, my honest opinions. Out of all the reality TV shows I've watched, because I love them, I'm mm-hmm. talking Toddlers Tiaras, talking Project Runway, Keeping Up with the Chrisleys, the OG Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I wouldn't say Project Runway is a reality TV show. I think more competition show.
But it's... Okay, right, sure. I will put Iron Chef in there as well. Who cares? But what I'm saying is, out of all the TV I've watched, this one feels like the cheapest, quickest money grab with lackluster performances, sure. mediocre drama, horribly unobtainable and like unlikable characters. I think every other reality TV show, there's like something there that like makes me want to watch and makes me interested. They're not funny. They're not likable. They're so pretentious. Mm-hmm. And they like...
They're Utah.
Yeah. No. What I'm saying is like... And even like the scenes, like even the editing, I think they know how silly it is because they edit like... Hulu knows what they're doing. There's like a picture of Jesus Christ. And then there's this girl talking about like soft swinging. And I'm like, oh my gosh. This
yeah,
is
the
just...
ketamine. That's what I was thinking about.
Oh, it's there, so
there's
bad.
Go ahead.
To be fair, I feel like they didn't realize, like, how successful the show was actually going to be,
right.
you know? So they, yeah, just, like, got it out quickly, but...
Well, first off, before, because I do want to talk more about that, but give me the good, the bad, and the ugly, at least, for the show. So you have to give me a good. Don't just say, like...
The good is people finally understand what I deal with on a day-to-day basis here in Utah.
Okay.
My family and my friends are finally like, dude... I'm sorry. So, thank you. The bad, I think it's just, like, sad to see people, like, absolutely just dogging the church. Like, it looks just horrible on Utah and the church. But people like that are, like, Utah has a lot of them. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Cultural. Like, you see, like, the bad side of, like, cultural Mormonism. Mm-hmm. That's what you see. The ugly, you also see the worst part of humanity. I feel like you're just like all these people just so self-absorbed and so self-obsessed and like, I don't know, like these people, I don't understand how you can live day to day like doing, like there was a scene in there where they're like talking mess about each other and then I think it's Taylor comes in like, hey girl, hey, how are you? And I'm like, man, like people really do that, like everywhere. And so just check your friends, you know, watch your friends, watch your back, because I don't know, like, that's kind of scary to know that that happens everywhere and every day. It's all ugly. It's all bad. Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
What's the good, bad, and ugly?
The good? I honestly didn't think they bashed the church too much. Like, I expected it to be a lot worse than, like... Yeah, but I feel like they honestly didn't even talk about the church that much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that was, a grab attention why they called it Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. The bad, like you said, I really think all these women are just self-absorbed and very Utah moms.
Yeah, yeah.
And gossip. Yeah.
And
I think he said it perfectly.
No, I mean, he's very eloquent with his speech.
No, I'm not. I'm on a rant, a warpath.
But I do,
The ugly, I feel sad for these women and their relationships with their husbands.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Not all of them, but...
Because some of them, like, I think Demi...
Yeah, Demi...
Is okay.
Is chill.
And then what's the blonde girl that was, like...
Or Macy?
Is she the one friends with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing?
Yes,
yeah,
I think her the best.
Yeah, I think she's fine. But I think the good was... I think it really did show, like, the world, like, how is Utah? Like, the
mm-hmm.
Utah culture.
Yeah.
I think that is good. I think it really put a magnifying glass, aside from putting it on the church. I think the bad is that some people thought it was, like, the church, and it wasn't. And then the ugly is really, like, the relationships. There's, like, I mean, Jen had to move, right? She's not doing mom talk. She's, like, the Latina girl.
Yeah.
And really, like, people thought the show was going to be about swinging. And then no one talked about, like, they didn't really talk about swinging. And then people thought it was going to be about, like, Mormonism. And it really didn't talk about Mormonism. And then it was really just about, like, them, like, saving, like, mom talk. whatever that was. They're like, this is not good for mom talk. I'm like,
I know. I thought it was funny that they all, or Taylor was like, I created mom talk, whatever. It's like, what? Like, yeah, mom talk has always been around.
It's
like,
not that.
Mom's making TikToks. I don't know.
Well, my mom is a big fan of the Secret Lives of Salt Lake City. Secret Wives. Oh, the
Desperate,
Desperate Housewives. Right.
I don't think they call them Desperate anymore. They call them
Housewives of Salt Lake City, right?
They're not like, Desperate anymore.
What is the difference? Have y'all seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's the difference in y'all's opinion between that? Because that was the pilot for, like, Salt Lake, too. Like, Utah in general. People like Park City and, like, bougie Salt Lake moms. And, like, the difference between that and this brand new, like, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
That's a good question. Do you have anything?
My first opinion was, like, these women are just upset that they didn't get asked to be on, like, Real Housewives of Salt Lake.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they created this show. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. But Demi apparently was asked to be on it.
I didn't hear about that. I know one of the guys, I think it was Macy's husband. Or one of the girl's husband.
No, it's, yeah, it was Demi's husband.
Demi's husband was.
His ex-wife was on
on the Real Housewives.
Yeah.
I've watched, I think, two seasons. I think they're just more mature. Like, the drama is still pretty hot, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, the girls, you have to remember, the house, or the Secret Lives, they're, like, our age. Some of them, right? Like, they're, like, 23, 24.
Layla.
Yeah. 23?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 23. I mean, I'm 24, right? So I could be on that show, right? While, like, the housewives, those girls are, like, or those women, they're women. Yeah. They got their own, like, million-dollar, like, enterprise. They have, they're, like, mature. Like, the drama isn't about, like, stupid stuff. Mm. It's about, like, she called me the B-word, we're fighting, you know? Mm. Like, it's top-notch. And the money is real. I mean, it's not nothing compared to, like, New York or, like, Orange County.
Right.
But I think, like, mature people watch Housewives.
Well, that's my follow-up question. Does, like, age, or we'll even equate age and maturity, make a difference when it comes to being, like, very wealthy and living a very similar lifestyle? Like, what is the differences? Because you have these women who are older and these women who are younger, right? And it's, like, they're both super, super wealthy. So, like, our generation, are we, like, drastically different than an older generation when it comes to money? Or do you feel like there's a lot of the same patterns and a lot of the same behaviors and a lot of the same mindsets?
You go ahead.
Well, what do you think about it?
Okay, well, I will say... I will say, I think people nowadays, like, have a much different approach to, like, this quick money grabbing. Like, I do think I've seen a lot of older, richer people. Like, my mom's side is like, I won't say anything else, but right. So I will say they have this, like, sense of, like, I feel like they have a sense of class, and I don't think that it is super classy. Like, they definitely pop off in their ways, but I think nowadays it's just, like, stupidity. Like, it's just insane how, like, when you don't think someone will, they do, right?
And I
think
the audacity.
The audacity. They have a lot more audacity. And, like, I do think something to be said about, like, the older generation with money, like, they can be, I don't know, they have more of a class to them, an understanding of, like, I can get away with a certain amount. Where, like, this is just chaos. Like, it's just, I look at them and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, is the husband gay? Are they swinging? Oh my gosh, she's drunk on the porch. She just beat up her husband, right? Where that doesn't fly, I feel like with kind of that old money, like the older generation, like they were rules and you had to abide by them rules. And if you don't abide by them, like you get out of it pretty quick. But I don't know. I'm not rich. I'm not old. So
I'm a broke college student.
I'm a broke college student. So Taylor, hit me up.
I think she has like, what, three kids or something?
Yeah, don't hit me.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Layla. Layla is actually, she's still single.
Yeah, right? she's 23 with two kids.
Oh, yeah, she has two kids. But you're okay with that.
I feel like I'm ready to take that step.
I think I'm ready.
I think I'm ready to be a dad.
Okay.
No, but I do think there's like a code of conduct with older money. And I think nowadays, like, everyone wants to be rich. Everyone wants to be, what's the word, famous. And like, like L.A., like, you saw like the old money L.A., And now you see this just chaotic pit of black hole TikTok influencer nonsense. Yeah. So
you know, like, it's like crazy rich agents.
That's,
you know,
exactly like the, what I was thinking.
It's like the old money Singapore kind of thing. And then it's... you want Gabriel Iglesias? He's in Singapore. You know, and
you
then,
just didn't have to do it.
I'm sorry. You did it twice.
You did it multiple times.
I'm sorry. It just came out.
Right.
And it's like the old money.
Yeah.
You saw the old money. And then it was like the Awkwafina.
Right.
Yeah.
Awkwafina. Yeah, and she's character. Like, yeah, her character.
The Taiwan tycoons, Beijing billionaires, yeah. But the Youngs had money when they were back in China. And then they came to Singapore.
Hey, you said it weird too.
No, I'm quoting it.
He's emphasizing.
No, I'm quoting it. We can watch the scene after. In China, before they came to Singapore, and there's nothing but jungle and a snake eating an apple on a tree. That's exactly what she says. That's literally the whole thing. Alright, we got it. You're gonna get us in trouble.
You're literally both getting canceled.
Okay.
We've had this beautiful overarching questions, introductions.
That was good.
Now,
what
are the questions you've lined up, Jared?
Yeah, enlighten us. The first one, because this is actually one that I, like, kind of more dear in my heart, because Jen Affleck, she's a Latina girl, right? Her mom's Ecuadorian, so I guess she's Ecuadorian. And she is married to this, like, Utah County... white,
just let
chin,
it rip. Let it rip.
Receding hairline.
Right.
Blonde dude.
Pioneer right? Ancestry, inbred.
Yeah.
Incest. Yes.
Polygamy.
Right.
You know, crossing the plains. Right? You know what I'm talking about. Zach. Right?
I hate so, it.
Yeah. Tell us how you really feel.
So, let me put this out there.
Okay.
Jen Affleck, she's Latina, married to this white trash, right? Not white trash, but white man.
Right.
He gambled her money, like, a lot in Las Vegas. He told her it would be hard to be a single mom, right? Kind of like a threat, like a divorce, right? And then told her to get out of mom talk, and they left. They pretty much flew, or like, they left Utah, right? My thoughts is that happens to so many, right? Especially here, right? Like in Provo, I mean. Especially with, like, Latina or, like, minority girls, right? Seeing, like, this return missionary that, you know, went to Honduras, right? Came back and was like, I want a Lamanite, you know, I want some, you know, brown girl, right? And then they treat
this
him.
This is
like
him?
Trash. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Just the ultimate sales bro?
Ultimate
literally,
sales bro.
Most, yeah.
Straight from Aptiv, bro.
All of those, first off, all of the men on the show were straight up sales bros.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny. What's the question?
Well, the question is, what do you guys think about it? That's the question. There's like a follow-up question to it, but...
Okay. So, I don't like Zach. I think he sucks. And, yeah, I think that is a lot, something that happens a lot here, which is sad. But I was in the car yesterday, driving up to where we were camping, and this guy in the car, we were talking about Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, and he was like... I think they just framed Zach to be a villain. Like, we never really saw the text.
Let me guess. Blonde hair, blue-eyed, from Utah. It seems like there's something deep that felt attacked.
No,
sorry, go ahead.
No, literally, right? Though. It was so annoying. And, like, anyways, I could talk more about those guys. But.
It was a wonderful camping trip.
it was wonderful. Loved it. I loved it. No, but, yeah, he was, like, saying, like, we never saw the text, even though... They did show the text. Like, if you pause the show, you can read the text of, like, he said horrible things. He, like, called her the R word. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. So, anyways, yeah, I just think.
Yeah, the R word.
Dang.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's, I mean, especially right now, like, I mean, this guy's gonna be a heart surgeon.
Yeah.
Like, that's your heart surgeon. Imagine that. Imagine, like, you're, like, about to die, and then you see freaking Zach. Like, all right, I'm gonna be your surgeon. That's horrible, man.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Have you seen that, or have you, like, I don't know, felt that before? Because as, like, a girl, I know you're white. But,
yeah,
like,
I'm white.
But,
so,
like,
I can't really.
Still, like, even just being a white girl.
Well, I definitely have seen, like, guys coming back from their missions and, like, kind of having fetishes for those, like wherever they serve, like. Yeah, like, they want a Latino woman, or they want an Asian woman, or whatever.
Right.
That's kind of weird.
It is weird.
That's weird.
It is weird, but it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to speak for her, but, like, my wife, she's a Mexican woman.
You don't sound proud of that.
I am.
Why did you whisper that?
She's a Mexican. But I just want to give context, but I didn't want to, like, she's a Mexican, you know, like, okay, yeah, she's a Mexican woman, okay? Don't try to put me on the block. Anyway. So, like, what was that? Encanto or something? Like, what are you trying
to do? No, it's a grito. It's Mexican, bro. Your wife. That's your wife's culture, bro.
Oh.
That's my culture. That's her culture. Jared hates Mexicans.
No way. Right, right.
He does not like us.
Us?
Anyways.
Get out of here, all in bro. It together. You're more Texan than you're Mexican, bro. Don't give me that.
Anyways.
You're like the epitome of Cafe Rio.
Please continue.
My bad. Okay.
Cafe Rio? That's from Utah. That's disrespectful.
Okay.
You're flustering her. Knock it off.
Sorry. Sorry, Kira. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. She has felt that a lot.
Yeah.
She has had that before, where, like, people would serve Spanish speaking, and then want to be with her, and they're like, "Oh, I want something more exotic," mm-hmm. right? Like being a person and being called exotic is not like something you want to be called.
No. I've heard one of my friends, Jasmine, basically said a bunch of white guys were hitting her up because they wanted someone a little bit more thick. And she was appalled. These are guys in her ward that she has to see every Sunday. And they hit her up. Like, one of the guys was like, definitely. He was like, "I just like the fact, like, you way more, like thick.
Way
and, like,
more?
You
no!
got, like, a that lot to crazy. You. And at first, she was like, okay, like, should I be flattered? Like, this
no!
is kind of
no!
weird. Like, hey.
I like something more to hold at night. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they would say that.
Right. Well, I don't know. I will say, I do think there's this weird, you can tell right away someone's spirit and intention. And, like, I feel like wherever I go outside of Utah, like, you are different, but people kind of appreciate it. It's like, oh, cool. Like, I've never known anyone from, like, Afghanistan. That's really cool. Like, what do you guys eat? Like, what's your culture? Like, how do you grow up, right? Versus here, it's like, oh, like, where are you from? And you're like, you know, Texas. But where are you from?
Mm-hmm.
No, where are you really from?
But where are you really from? Oh, that's so cool. I think, like, Mexicans are so hip. And you're like, oh, that doesn't feel like, there's something that feels, and the way I put it, it's like the same type of people that, like, I hate telling this story. I know friends in ballroom.
Okay.
I saw a ballroom competition.
You pointed at me and I got scared.
No. I know a ballroom competition. These young kids dressed up in South African cheap t-shirts from Walmart, like very like cliche, and they did an African, these like white ballroom dancers are like doing this like really very stereotypical like South African dance on the floor, and part of me was like, I want to be happy for them because I think that's cool, like exploring culture, but part of me was like, dang man, like I know those are the same kids that if somebody from South Africa came to want to sit with them, they'd make fun of them because they ate different, look different, smell different, because my best friend Divine faced a very similar thing where, like, people just make fun of him for the way he, like, looked, the way he dressed. I've got that, too. Like, when I wear my poncho here, I swear I'm, like, the weirdest person ever. And I'm like, dude, it's comfy and cozy, right? But, like, I feel like you know the intention. And so with this guy, I feel like he just wants the trophy wife, but he doesn't want to actually embrace the culture. He doesn't actually want to, like, learn about her culture. He doesn't want to love her for her. He just wants what benefits him. And I feel like a lot of people here operate that. Like, they want the benefit of the culture. They want the benefit of the clout. They want the benefit of whatever. But they're not willing to actually understand, appreciate, or, like, love it. And I'm not saying, like, you have to do anything. But, like, people in Utah, definitely. I feel like people here who are not blonde hair, blue eyed, like, we feel it. Like, we feel this, like, weird, like, the stares, kind of the judgment, kind of, like, you're different. We don't really want to include you. Like, we want to say we include you, but we don't really want to include you. And so, like, there's a difference, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to hear her, like, her story, like, her, I think she was raised here, or, like, in Utah.
Mm.
I would love to hear what she had to go through, because her mom's a Latino woman, and she doesn't, like, I don't think speak English that well.
Yeah.
Or I think that's what they kind of, like, alluded to in the show. And they, like, Jen talked about how the hospital that her mom, like, cleans, the same hospital that, like, her... Zach's dad, her husband's dad, like, is a surgeon, you know? Like, that kind of, like, that, I feel like just that relationship kind of makes you feel like a second hand or a second, like, level citizen, you know, or second level in the relationship, right? And so, yeah, I think I've seen a lot of people just want to talk about their, like, I don't know, sometimes like their missions or like anything like that. If it's for like a prayer in front of a class, right? You're like, oh, I'm going to speak Spanish, mm-hmm. right? Gracias, Padre. Yeah. And it's like, right. really?
Yeah.
You know? Or it's, you know, they just want to.
Yo quiero un taco con carne, por favor.
Yeah.
Gracias. I know.
My ex was like yeah. that.
Really?
Yes.
Where did he serve?
Texas, but he serves Spanish speaking.
Dang it! Cut the show. Cut it.
Houston, I think. Yeah.
We don't claim Houston.
My wife's from Houston, bro. We hate Houston. It's the hood. So, one thing I want to talk, and like, you see this in, like, especially with women and just, like,
sure.
the Latina culture. Jen talked about how, like, after she was pretty much, like, pooped on by Zach when she went to Chippendales, which is, like, a strip club, right? Or what is it?
Yeah, it's like a Magic Mike.
Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Which I think would be kind of, like, funny to go to.
Yeah.
But, you know, Josh's like... I'm going to tell the honor code. If you want to know more about the honor code, look at our last episode.
That was a good plug.
That was good. That was good.
He's
like, and he, that's when the text message is like, you're being retarded, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. And she comes back, and they knew that she was going to do this, and she's like, everything's fine. I'm fine. Right? And she talked about how that's one of her toxic traits
yeah.
Later on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's every Hispanic toxic trait. It's just like, I'm fine, we're fine, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks so much.
Dang it, bro.
I told you. So here's what we can do.
She's from the west side of San Antonio. That's right.
Are we close? We still got some time.
Yeah. Yeah. We're fine.
Okay. We'll just cut it. Splice it. Okay. What? Let's get some hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Hard-hitting questions. Do you think Winnie's husband's gay?
Low-key.
He changes his hair a lot, which I can't say much because I do too. So.
I mean, yeah. But also, he was cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
And they said it was Tinder, right?
Mm-hmm. So at least it wasn't Grindr.
Right. Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. There's something up with him. I don't know if he's gay, but...
A lot of people are saying he's gay.
A lot of people are saying he's gay.
I think a lot of people in Utah like that, though. But I think it's
gay? Okay.
Well, that's another conversation we could have, is a lot of gay men marry women in Utah. Mm-hmm.
Because of the religious aspect where they don't want to forsake everything. So, like, although they're very, like, metro. And I feel like Utah culture in general is kind of, like, you know, very homeschooled, raised by their mom. People kind of be a little feminine here, you know? And so, a little zesty.
That was also, like, my ex.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've met some people.
Okay, I say he's gay. He's closeted. And that's... Maybe he's okay with that. Maybe she's okay with that.
Yeah.
Maybe she knows he struggles.
And it's okay to be gay.
Right.
It's okay to be gay. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to make sure I put that in there.
It's in there. Okay.
Do you know anybody that has married and you thought maybe they're gay?
Yes.
You do?
And some of them have divorced because of it, and some of them have lasted. So, it just happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Anyways, next question.
Next question. Okay. Michaela, that's her name, right?
Uh-huh.
Michaela and her husband.
Yes.
Yes, so if you're not aware.
I don't know her husband's name, but.
Me either, but Michaela was a 16-year-old girl and she got pregnant. The guy was what?
21, I think.
Yeah, he was in his 20s, right?
Is that like statutory rape?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one talked about it in the show.
She like briefly mentioned
it. Yeah. She was like, oh yeah, I got pregnant when I was 16 and he was 21. Anyway. Mom talk. You know, and that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
And so, like, I forgot about it until you brought it up.
Yeah.
So, do you want to talk about it a little bit more?
Well, I mean, I think it is just crazy that they just, like, glanced over that. And I think, especially because of Utah and religious aspects, it's like, okay, she got pregnant, so of course they're going to get married. Even though she was only 16.
16. I don't know how that flies. I don't know how, like... Like, imagine you're at that wedding, and you're just like, wait, isn't she, like, in my seminary class? Like, you know, like...
When you are that age, don't the parents have to, like, sign off that...
They do.
Yeah.
And I think it's easier to sign off than it is get into a lawsuit and deal with. So it's like the ethics versus like, you know, legality. Like some things are technically legal. Doesn't mean it right. I mean, technically, polygamy is legal here in Utah.
Still?
Still?
It was decriminalized. It was illegal, and then it was recently decriminalized. So what I'm saying is legality versus ethics, like what's right, what's wrong, and I guess it's easier for her parents to go, hey, you made a mistake, let's sign off, good luck. I don't know, man. I'm just saying, I know what I think would be right, but not everyone thinks the same way, so.
I didn't even know any of this, so that's insane.
Yeah, that's insane.
Now, do you think the show painted Utah badly, or did it paint the church badly? Or both?
I think they're interconnected as one. And, like, you can't have one without the other. It's like, you know, black, white, yin, yang, where the church was born is Utah. Utah is where the church headquarters operate. So the church wants to make a difference. They should start by changing Utah culture, right? Because they have the power to. And I think Utah culture is pretty bad. And I think the show didn't do anything other than showcase the honest truth of, like, people here. It's a little extreme in some ways, but I will say, like, even the lower income, fresh cut people still have a lot of the same demeanors, like, attitudes, perceptions. And so, honestly, I think they did a really good job at just, like, shining a light in the time capsule that is Utah. And the church, I think, has a lot of power to be like, hey, don't be stupid. Like, we're not about money. We're not about eyelashes. We're about Jesus Christ, right? But instead, people, Jesus Christ is like,
but it's
like,
true.
Yeah, that just caught me off guard.
Botox,
like,
to everything. Right.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ is like, and everything else is above. The church is above Jesus, where it's like opposite. It needs to be flipped. Yeah. But that's my opinion.
What do you think?
I agree with everything. I don't know.
I think it painted Utah in the bad picture. I did hate whenever they would talk about, like, the swinging or, like, anything that was, like, oh, we're going to talk about, like, what's her name? Oh, what was the villain's name?
Whitney.
She was like, I'm going to promote this vibrator because the church, you know, doesn't talk about sex a lot. Uh-huh. And so I had to do this for the church. I'm like, yo. You don't have to do anything for the church. Yeah. Right. Leave the church.
Also, a lot of them, I don't even know if they're really practicing members anymore.
And I think that's the difference. Yeah. And I was talking to I was talking to this with someone else between a Utah Mormon and then, like, just a member of the Church of Jesus Christ, right? Like, a Utah Mormon is totally different, right? And I think that has to do more with the culture and everything else. Because I don't know if a member of the church would actually, like, want to be in that like, I don't know about friend group, at least in that show, right? Like, would I want to do that? I don't know. I feel like that would just be, like, you know you're going to put yourself in a bad place, and they're just going to see a lot of, like,
money, bro.
Tough stuff.
Yeah. They don't care about religion. They care about the money.
Well, hopefully they're paying tithing, because that money comes back to us, you know?
And just, they ain't paying tithing.
Yeah, they're not paying nothing. Well, you know. Except Jen.
I think Jen, she is.
I think she's literally the only one on the show that still goes to church, which is fine.
Because, I mean, Whitney says she does still. And I think Michaela says she does. Or, like, she...
No, Michaela has since said she doesn't go to church.
Oh, she don't go to church.
She's...
You won't see her at your congregation.
Right. You won't see her.
Well, church is about repentance. But you can't serve two masters.
Taylor is. Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor.
Yeah, she's got that. Yeah. You can't serve two masters.
No, you can't. So it's like, you either choose one or the other. You choose Jesus, or you choose this lifestyle. And if you don't want to choose Jesus, that's fine. But these people are, like, half in, half out. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, they need to make a decision, you know, sooner rather than later. It's like, God, money, right? God, lifestyle. And so it's like, they seem to really like lifestyle. So I'm like, I don't even know. Like, church is about repentance, but you don't want to change. But
well, I will say, like, it's okay to have, or I know you're not saying this. It's okay to have money, right? And I think it's okay, like, I mean, to put your life out there, like, in TikTok. Like, you know, Jen's, like, dancing on the counter, and her kid's, like, hee-hee-hee, like, dancing as well, like, her little, like, what's it called when the kids eat on a little thing?
High chair?
High chair, yeah, right? Yeah. On a little high chair. I'm like, that's cool. You know, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then it gets into, like, I'm going to promote this vibrator. You know, Taylor was saying, like, because we were, like, we can only have sex with one partner. We wanted to start swinging, which yeah. was, it wasn't soft swinging either. That thing was hard swinging. Mm-hmm. Like, they were doing intercourse. Mm. I was like, where did this soft swinging come from? Mm-hmm. They weren't doing that. That's when I'm like, that's too much. Mm-hmm. Like, you're doing, like, that isn't what we were, the church is saying mm-hmm. anything at all. Mm-hmm. So, I do think it painted Utah more. Because that is more Utah culture, mm-hmm. Utah Mormons, mm-hmm. which scare me. Utah Mormons scare me.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Even walking up here, I saw, like, a family of, like, I don't know if they're Utah members of the church, uh-huh. right? They're all wearing their BYU shirt, yeah. and they're just all in a circle talking.
It's so
right?
dystopian, though.
It's like
it freaked yeah. me out. I was yeah. like, you know, and
children
I was
like, of the corn, yeah.
like I was scared they were gonna open up and be like, you know,
right?
What are you doing?
Right, yeah. right.
Like, we still allow you people in here, right? Like, blah, blah, yeah. You know, start running.
You need to scram.
So, yeah, we're gonna get kicked out. Yes, ma'am.
Does the library close at 6?
The library does not close at 6, but this room does, yes.
Okay, well, we'll get out of here by 6.
Thank you, ma'am. I think you knocked over the water bottle.
Yeah, I should have knocked over a couple of things.
Yeah, I'll go grab it. That's okay. I'll grab it.
I think I just... Utah Mormons.
This is what we do for you guys. Anyway, any last words before we get...
We'll be back next week with another episode.
Another episode. We have to have you back, and we'll do it at an earlier time yeah. so you don't get
security call arrested.
Freaking arrested.
By BYU police.
BYU. Some Utah Mormon, you know.
They're coming to get us. It's because we're brown. Can you get this on TikTok? Help me.
That would be kind of funny. You should be dancing around.
No. All right. Okay. Thank you guys so much. We will be back next week.
Thank you for coming.
This has been great.
This has been great.
So
like,
much drama.
Subscribe, comment down below.
And 3, 2, 1.
Boom, boom. I don't know what the hell this is.